Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
John Scores is there, going to find the winners for us. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, some really big storms this morning in Albury. Might be a bit of a redo for these tips closer to the races. Sean, obviously got want to watch a couple and see how it goes. There was definitely a little bit of juice in it yesterday, and I think had we not got the rain, it would have been absolutely perfect today. But the boys having a look at the track at the moment. Plenty of track to work with, mate. Big day, cup day, so let's hope that weather does clear.
All right, now the first, One American Honour, is 19, 2 Degan Way, 23. 3 Helcolor, 10. 4 Lucky to His Mate, 41. 5 Sugar Pine, 11. 6 Tuskegee Navigator, 151. 7 Exemplary Lad, 9. Number 8 Our Romeo, 81. 9 Out, 10 Sky Call, 3 Even. 11 Tarazel, 10. 12 Terminal, 5. And 13 Sacramento, $4. 3 Even Favourite, 10 Sky Call.
Yeah, look, I made it 12, 10, 5 and 13 here, Sean. I'm going to go with Terminal. I really like this run on debut, this one of Kurt Goldman's that trialled well. It got in behind them. It just couldn't get out when it needed to. And the winner moves like ZZ, had all the momentum up out deep and ran it down and, of course, come out and won again since. So Terminal from gate 2, where they get the first crack at the track and get up to 11.75. I think it'll be hard enough to beat. Obviously, Sky Call of Mitch Beard and Nikita, they had a good day yesterday and they've got plenty of, well, he's got 10 in, I think, today. This has got the inside gate. The Echuca run was good and unknown on the soft, but we're just going to take it on trust at the moment. 5 Sugar Pine, I thought, would have a chance. It's a crop that's out of a Kenny Ladmare, so Kenny Angel. So that's pretty good wet track breeding from our days, Sean. Look, the runs around at last preparation were solid, and 13, this first starter from the Waterhouse Spot Yard, is drawn out away from the fence, which is, it might be okay, and of course, you know what you're going to get with those horses, a lovely Piero. 12, 10, 5 and 13, Sean.
Race 2, 1 Aragon S, $8, 2 out. Number 3, Fun Tickets, $3.60, 4 out. 5, Supplising, $7.50. 6, Uptown Lily, $5. 7, Bonville, $15. 8, Lazy Bear, $8. 9, Lost Command, 7, 10, Pure Rebel, 15, 11, Cathandra, 750, 12, Bay Lane, 23. Favourite, 360, 3 Fun Tickets.
Yeah, went out a little bit deep here, 9, 6, 8 and 3. I thought Lost Command might have a pretty good chance here. Sean's second up, his second up form's quite strong. And look, he's a command, you'd think he'd get through it. He's never really seen a heavy, good soft form though, so... look, I thought he'd be good enough, a good enough chance here at about $8. I think you quoted me there. I'll go with him. 8 Lazy Bear of George Osborne's. He had a good day yesterday and got a big team in. This was pretty handy at Ararat last time. Again, most of its form's on top of the ground, so whether we do a redo close enough, I don't quite know. 6 Uptown Lily will go in at stable, mate. Bendigo was very good there the last two runs, so... it's going to run well here. And 3 Fun Tickets. He's ready to go. He needs good tempo in his races. And we've got no wet track for him at all. So, mate, closer to the race is the best guide. 9683.
Third's the Adrian Ledger Memorial. Now, 1 Dugan's Rise, 11. 2 out. 3 Shinseki, $4. 4 West Ham, 380. 5 Runhoff Run, 950. 6 Diamond Star Halo, 7. 7 Lamore, $5. 8 I Love Asaki is 21. Number 9 Haunted Stream is $8. And 10 Bocaine, 14. 11 out. Favourite, 380 for West Ham.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mitch Bears and make it the good thing of the day. Sean Shinseki, 3 a good thing, 4, 6, and 7. Look, I've been with this all the way through. I did the meeting at Leeton when he took it over and it won a race there. It won a Class 1 maiden plate, nothing like the race it's in today, but it seems to have come back really well. Beautiful style of horse, and Nikita in the saddle, it'll cut a few corners all the way, and it has been placed in the ground. So, look, I'm going to go with it and make it a good thing. This comes right into it now with a bit of rain, though, West Ham. It'll run all day. Got strong form over the staying trips. Warrnambool, 1 of 2,000 there. And this last couple of runs have been solid. Look, outside those, 6 Diamond Star Halo, the Waterhouse Bot Runner. She's had 3 runs this preparation. been placed in the wet. She's going to make her own luck, as they all do. And Seven Lamore is progressing nicely. Come a long way this preparation. But Shinseki is the bet of the day for me. Three, a special, 4, 6, 7, Sean.
The fourth one, Smart Ain't He, 6.50, 2 funding, 11, 3 out, 4 Swizzle Sticks, 3.45, 1,000 degrees, $5. Six moves like ZZ, 10, 7 out, 8 Nevada Day, 9.50, 9 La Dalliance, 8.50, 10 out, 11 St. Paul's Bay, 7.50, 12 Corazon d'Oro, 26, 13 Madame Palmer, 18, 14 Diva Doc, 61, 15 Fat Impactor, 41, 3.40 favourite, 4 Swizzle Sticks.
Yeah, going with it clearly too, Sean. 4, 5, 6, and 9. Look, get through the ground really well, this Swizzle Sticks. It's got a good gait and it's very, very speedy. Placed 2 of its last 4 at Moonee Valley. It's beating in and out, but it finds the right race here. I'm going to go with it on top. 1,000 degrees would have got plenty out of that maiden win. It sat back and it just steamrolled them late in the piece. Soft form is very, very good from this, and it's on the improve. So it's going to run well. As will moves like ZZ, she's an unknown in the ground, but she's really come good. The last 2 wins have been very, very solid indeed. And I don't mind it drawn out where it is, Sean. A bit of room for her. She's been a little bit keen to get on with it. So maybe a bit less gas in her after a couple of runs now. She'll run well here. And for 4th, I threw in the 9 here. This will get through the ground for sure, La Dalliance. And look, it's well drawn also. It'll be strong late, but look, good little field. 4, 5, 6, 9, Sean.
Righto, race 5, the Jake Howellbury Guineas. 1, California Concord, 390. 2, Sam Magnifique, 420. 3, Inglesias, 550. 4, JT's The Fox, 420. 5, Mookarina, $8. 6, Banger, 8. 7, Vandersure, 950. 8, Jungle Book, 61. 9, Hot Rebel, 151. But 1, California Concord, favourite, 390.
Yeah, Mark, it nearly says it all, doesn't it? There's not much between a few of these and all different form lines around them. 4, 1, 2, 5. I'm going to go with JT's The Fox, Sean. Look, he's a horse that probably needed that win last time. He sat behind them at Corowa. I know this is it was a complete different kettle of fish than what it meets today, but it just romped away in the finish. A horse that's always shown a bit of ability. We haven't never seen him on a rain-affected track, but he's a fox wedge. So, generally speaking, they get through it. I'm going to take him on trust and go with him because he's on the up. I'll go JT's The Fox on top. California Concord for the Snowdens and gets Glenn Schofield in the saddle here. Pretty handy behind Sheriff. He come out and ran really well at Kembla Grange recently at the big Nolan Classic Day. So, look, he's well placed here from gate 1. 2, So Magnifique, Mitch Beer and Nikita Berryman. I was there the day it went round on the Sapphire Coast on the soft. It didn't go a yard, but its last 2 have been really impressive. So he's got it on track now. And 5, Mookarina off the Canberra Guineas run. She's just such a consistent little thing. I've got to have her in there somewhere, Sean. Really good race, these Guineas races usually are. 4, 1, 2, 5.
Okay, race 6, the Commercial Club Albury Gold Cup. 1, Ambitious, $6. 2, Emperor's Way, 4.40. 3, Almost Caught, 8.50. 4, Spun Largo, 11. 5, Takamochi is 5.50. 6 out, 7, Valak, $4. 8 out, 9, Green Suite, 18. 10, Electric Charlie, 34. 11, My Psychiatrist, 34. 12, 13 out. 14, Ruby Sky, 34. 15, Nothing Like Harry, 11. 16, Balanza is 34. 17, Class Clown, 151. 4, Even Favourite, number 7, Valak.
The best weather form too, Sean. Look, I've got it in the tips, but I'm going to stay with the originals. 5, 2, 3, and 7 for me, but I might turn these round come race time. But Takamuchi, third up from a spell for Gay Wardhouse, Adrian Bott. I really like its Canberra Cup run, and you can expect similar today. It'll put itself right on top of the speed and bash away. They're very, very hard to run down, and this should be right at its peak now. After those 3 runs, I'll go with it on top. Look, Emperor's Way, he's been very, very close his last couple. Super consistent type of horse. And look, he'll probably get through this okay. The majority of his runs have been on top of the ground, but Snowden team have left him in. He's got a lot to like about him today. Almost Caught. He's got a win on the soft, Sean, but I know he prefers it and can actually be keen to see this the track a bit drier than what it is, but he signaled he's pretty close to his best. His Canberra Cup run was terrific. He'll wear the black armband here, Sean. A few of the owners, Brian and Mary, they're from Christchurch, so A nice little gesture from them there with what they've done. And the horse is back on track. And, of course, obviously now Seven Valak with the rain. Tom Dabernick, we spoke to him yesterday for Thoroughbred Central. I like the way he spoke about this horse. And, look, going to get through the ground really well from the good gate. Good to see a claiming apprentice, Lewis German, get the crack on this. He rides it all at work. So, look, good little cut. The one that frightens me, Sean, that is not in the tips is Ruby Sky. She's a swimmer and she's got no weight, $34 about her. She's going to firm, as will horses like Green Sweet come right into it. And, Spun Largo already been well supported. So, a few more questions and answers at the moment about the cup, but we'll know more closer to the race. 5237, mate.
And a nice gesture by the connections of almost caught wearing the black armbands too, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And all I'll say is, if it happens to win, look out for Mills. He is a part owner. He'll wreck the place.
Yeah, he now, sure will. You'll see him coming.
He's a dangerous man. Now, the seventh, the Flat Knacker over 900, one Just a Bullet, $9, two Bullpit, 19, three Jester Angel, 370, four Moma Hair, 950, five Vinny Vega, 26, six Kaizamba, 460, seven Not Too Sure, 17, eight Shazar, 41, nine What a Hoot, 26, 10 Airino, 41, 11 Another Sin, 480, 12 Out, 13 Squaw Valley, $7, and 14 Bradley, 41. Favourite here is 370, it's three Jester Angel.
Great little contest this now, Sean. Made it 3.11.4.6. Going to stay with a Jester's Angel. Well, Heath McLean's got this absolutely flying. She's a good weight carrier. She's good in the ground and she's well drawn. So, look, she'll be up there bashing away like the majority of them, but she doesn't have to lead. She can sit and win just like she did at Corowa last time. And a mare in good form, I've got to go with her. Look, Cav will be pretty happy about the rain falling for this Another Sin. This is going to run well for sure. It's first up. It's very, very good first up, and it loves to give in the ground. One from one here at the track. He won at the carnival last preparation, this fellow. So this is going to be right in the race all the way. Four, have to have this in the tips here, My Ma. First up from a spell. She's got really good stacks in the ground as well, Sean. As has Kaizamba's probably got the best wet form on the whole day, as you can see there on the soft, 5 from 5. So, great little contest now, Sean, but the late mail, the most important, 3.11.4 and 6.
Okay, race 8, 1 Mr. Tyndall, 11, 2 Bray, 21, 3 Delivered, 7.50, 4 out, 5 Wrecking Ball, $5, 6 Mid on Mosley, 8, 7 is out, 8 Belons, 11, 9 out, 10 Original Prankster, 12, 11, Kuranui, 17, 12, Alexandra, 17, 13, Lord Laurie, 17, 14, Nakoni Pony, 550, 15, Cheyenne, $9, 16, Funky Farm, 71, 17, Benjamary, 26, 18, Look Behind, 71, 19 is out. Favourite here, $5 for number 5, Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, look, Sean, very, very tough race now. 14, 6, 15, 11 for me. Going to go Nakoni Pony, Mitch Beer and Nikita Berryman again here. Soft form around, it's only fair, mate. So, look, we're going to have to see a little bit closer to the day, but it was too late to change all the tips when all the rain came. I'm going to go Nakoni Pony on top here. Look, I'd give this a good chance here, Mint on Mosley for Georgie Osborne. This is going to be no problem in the ground. Comes here, well, last two runs off a six-week break have been solid, and I thought it had run well here. 15, now, this has just got to behave itself here, Cheyenne. A real talented mare, but she can get herself upset here and there. But look, if she brings her A game here, she is right in this. And obviously now Kruanui with the claim and all the wet track form comes right into this as well. Again, mate, look, apologies, but the whole thing's been flipped on its head in the last hour or three quarters of an hour. But for now, 14, 6, 15, 11.
Any standouts, John?
Look, I'm going to go Shinseki, Sean. I just think he's an up-and-coming type of stayer, and we're in good hands with Mitch Beer and Nikita Berryman. So we'll make it the best race three, number three in the Adrian Ledger, mate. Best of the day, Shinseki.
Good on you, John. We'll look forward to your late mail throughout the day on All Recap Day.
Will do. Thanks, Sean.